The Sentai Review, Episode 9, 1984 Super Sentai.
Next is a word that is difficult to say.
Oh, dear God.
Cloud?
Chaudinshi Biomen.
Biomen. Do they got fucking lightsabers?
That's awesome if they do.
Do they have lightsabers?
If they do, they win.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Are we ready?
Let's do this
Let's do this.
They got fucking lightsabers! Automatic 4!
Yep.
Done! No, seriously, automatic 4.
It's Star Wars Rangers.
Yep. It pretty much is.
This is what they look like.
That actually looks sweet.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give it
that. Why did we not get those Rangers?
They remind me slightly of the Space Rangers and something else. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's like,
other than the fact that it looks like they're cyborgs, because like the little black...
Okay, but first off, in space, they were digital Rangers. They were not in space. The actual Sentai... They fought on the digital plane, which is why the chest had that, and they had, like, circuitry on their stuff.
On their stuff.
Well, seems legit.
And their
still.
Junk. Hmm.
Yeah.
And their things.
And this one looks like both the yellow and pink are...
Yep. They have yellow and pink female Rangers.
Which you can tell because of the way the outfits are cut. The guys have, like, boxers on.
Yes.
And the girls have...
With a racing stripe.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxers with a racing stripe.
And that's just the way that the color cuts off on the legs.
Well, and I would also like to point out...
Holding themselves,
I would also like to point out that these Biomen all come equipped with standard-issue sports bras.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the white on the chest.
Yep.
But they still look cool as shit. What
the...
This is their helmets. Okay, who wants this? Who wants to describe?
Well, the Green Ranger has a Tetris block on his face.
Well, who wants to describe what they are?
He's a T-block!
Describe these Rangers.
Well, they got a red, a green, a blue, a yellow, and a pink. They got, like, circuitry on their chest and little sports bra area.
Yes, they all wear wonderful sports bras.
They all have... gender-specific colorings for their lower halves.
Yes, because like you said, the guys wear
have
boxers.
And the girls have just plain old panties.
Yep.
Yeah.
The helmets... God, I'm trying to figure out how to explain the helmets.
I would also like to point out
they
that
got
all
color-coded
of them,
lightsabers.
All of them are wearing... Like, their stripes go up as if they were wearing hooker boots. Every single Ranger.
Yep.
But the boots are still normal.
But they also got that strap on their gloves, too.
Yes. Elbow gloves.
Yeah, that's weird. But that's still
princess
cool.
Gloves while wearing a t-shirt and a sports bra.
You know, I don't care. They're getting a 4 because of lightsabers.
It should be pointed out, since everybody's talking about it, their weapons are lightsabers.
Like, no joke...
Color-coordinated lightsabers.
It's like, honestly, they're light swords.
So the Red Ranger is a Sith.
He is a Sith.
So okay. The Blue Ranger is a Guardian.
It's okay.
The
Yellow Pink
Ranger is a Sentinel, and the Green Ranger is a Counselor.
And the Pink Ranger came back from the dark side.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Specialty
the Pink
color.
Ranger is awfully
because
close to a Mace Windu.
She goes to the dark side once a month.
Ow.
Zing!
Wow!
Let the hate begin!
Wow!
Hey, if you knew my ex-wife as well as I had to...
Man!
Yeah.
Shall I apologize to all female listeners?
No, because it's a Nick. They should know better.
Oh my god!
Hey, usually I do not, you know, go that route.
No,
but
no.
Today I guess I'm full of vinegar and I'm not
now
pulling punches.
We're on to the helmets. Who wants to describe the helmets?
Again, Green Ranger has a T-block.
Yes.
Red Ranger's got...
You know,
it looks like a square with a
rectangle
over top.
Out of all the helmets, the Red Ranger's is the most lame one. Out of all
And it's got a square inside of it. There's a digital display inside of each helmet, too, which should be pointed out. There's a shape, which is kind of like... The black area on the helmet, and then inside the shape is like a digital display.
Nick is digging the Green Ranger's helmet.
I just think it's funny.
I like the Yellow Ranger's
helmet. It's got the Tetris.
The Yellow's got like a bear claw or
The
Pink Ranger looks like she's got a second set of alien eyes.
Yeah.
It's kind of true, yeah.
And then
the blue
Ranger has a pentagon with an upside down triangle in the center.
Well, but it's not exactly a pentagon because
no, it's
like
five
the top
points.
Is well, but that's what I mean. The top is still rounded,
so he has the
still counts.
Lame helmet.
So, and they still have their standard mouthpieces, but they also look like they have a blast shield down in front of their eyes instead of a visor.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're just arming the
helmet.
Hey, it's okay. They're just arming the Death Star laser. It's fine.
And it looks like
soon this battle station will be fully operational, and they can pull the trigger.
What year was this released?
We are in 1985, I think.
You got fucking lightsabers. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, that was hard about right.
Their outfits look kind of cool, without being super derpy like Baby Boo Rangers.
This is 84. This is my birth, Rangers. I got lightsaber Rangers.
I don't want to know what I get.
Because you can see like the plastic black top on the Blue Rangers.
Scott, you were born in 79, right?
Yeah.
Did you get the cool Rangers as a birth Ranger?
We'll see.
Dude, we're already past 79.
Yeah, we're past 79.
I know, but...
I'll go back. Hold on. Right now,
I think wasn't 79 the Goat Rangers?
We've got... No, that's 75.
All right.
But I think they ended in 79.
So, yeah, you get the Goat Rangers. You get the original guy.
I'll double check, but I think Goat Rangers ended on 79.
Damn, Scott, you're old. Hi. Good.
They get a 3.5
because of lightsabers.
They're caught. The Green Ranger, the Yellow Ranger, the Pink Ranger.
Who's your favorite then?
Yellow.
So
Ranger.
Far, you've picked it. You've picked a favorite in every one.
He said Yellow.
Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
Why?
Are you sure you want to pick the Yellow?
It's
Ranger?
A woman this time, okay?
Okay, but why?
Because he likes the yellow lightsaber.
The helmet is
the
cool. It's the cooler. Yeah. It's the coolest helmet out of all.
Yeah.
Of them.
Plus, not to mention the fact that it does kind of look like there's like a fist in between the bear claw, kind of.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to
the
it.
The helmet
right?
alone.
So yeah, I'll give him that. The helmet looks cool, but
okay.
Yeah. Well, Shane,
what
about T-Block?
Which one do you like?
With some line pieces.
Amazingly, the blue one, just because even though it's simple, it still at least has more of a design than fucking red.
Yeah, the red is lame-ish.
The red's in
this series, the red is the Derp Ranger.
Yeah.
Nobody has a bad suit, it should be pointed out. These suits are
just a shitty helmet.
Yeah, like the
suit. Because the suit is pretty much the exact same thing, the only difference is color.
It's the helmet that's dragging certain people down.
Yeah.
And the Red Ranger got dragged down this time.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, how about you, Gay?
I'll give it a solid 3.
Solid 3?
Solid.
A tree.
All right, I'm going to go with the Shane Man. I'm going to give it a 3.5. Nick Man. Oh, yeah, Nick Man already said a 4.
Because the lightsabers.
Yeah, how about a Bill Gay?
I think these are the first real perfect basic design. I think they're 3.
All right.
I think this is the first time that they...
Oh, yeah,
yeah, this is going to be the highest
out of them this
lightsabers
time.
Really
lightsaber
help out.
Rangers are cool.
Oh, yeah, especially since it's sitting at a 3.4.
It's the highest.
So 79.
Yeah.
79.
Oh, 79 was
you got
the
Pharaoh Ranger.
You get Pharaoh Ranger. You get bitched. You got screwed. You got bitched.
At least I didn't get the wild cards.
I would have loved to get the wild cards. At least I would have had cool Rangers.
Now, before we move to 85, I was asked a question. I was asked a question by Shane last night, and I plan to answer it. The first three seasons here of the Rangers, I'll explain to you where these came from. From what I've been talking with different people online, this is the way I understand it. Marvel co-produced with Toei Studios to create Spider-Man.
Okay.
They also co-produced the Go Rangers, JAKQ, and Battle Fever J. Battle Fever J, the reason it looks like this is because they're superheroes. But Toei still had a say in the design and the superhero aspect that they like, the Power Rangers and so forth, is why these guys ended up looking
so like this. Like weak-ass Beautiful Joes.
Now, Marvel evidently made a comic book, Battle Fever J.
And that's what those guys look like.
Those guys look cool.
J was done by Marvel. Now, there's a rumor that because Marvel was basically cut out around the time that these guys showed up, the Denzaman, and they started doing their own thing. Well, it's rumored that because Marvel assisted by giving Spider-Man, which helped the inspiration that birthed the Power Rangers, such as Spider-Man's awesome Megazord, and the fact that he fought giant monsters and things like that, the co-production is what helped set the basis for what would become Power Rangers. And as a thank you to Marvel, when Power Rangers finally came over here in America, they were given the comic book rights for the Mighty Morphin.
Huh. Nice. Neat.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.